Yalalalala barabasata. The Lord is moving upon the waters. Beloved, I want to thank you so much for opening up this email. I am so excited. A few days ago, I emailed you in regards to what God began to speak to me in a dream. And then the Lord began to call me forth and he says, son, I am calling you to begin to fast for my people. Fast for their victory, fast for their protection. I am fasting at this very moment. In fact, tonight I'm going to be at the altar. Many of you have sent me thousands upon thousands of prayer requests. Many are moving in faith. There's something that I want you to do. I've got your prayer requests, but I'm looking for your sacrifice. Your sacrifice represents your blood, which is your seed. You work with the sweat of your brow to get your seed. Within your sweat is your blood. I have your prayer request. It is on my altar. Tonight, with prophets and other saints, I am going to be at the house of the Lord praying for the next two nights. Something must change. Something must be broken in your life. Poverty must leave your life. Sickness must leave your life. Struggle must leave your life. We're in a season of victory. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died for our victory. He died for our protection. He died for our blessings. He died for everything to be broken off our life, for every curse to be broken. I have your prayer requests. I am looking for your sacrifice. When the blood touches something, it activates an anointing. It activates the power and the grace of God. I must apply your seed to your prayer requests. I am going to be praying at the church for the next 3 days. You must get your seed into the ground. I have your prayer request. If you haven't sent it yet, send it again. For I must print it out and put it on the altar tonight as I'm going to be praying and laying on your prayer requests. Hannah went with her husband to Shiloh. She put an offering on the altar and made a vow to God. If you would give me a son, his head will never be shaved, and I will give him back to you. I am looking for your seed. Do whatever you have to do to get this miracle seed, another 35, 10, or even double it up. If you're asking God for a double blessing or a double miracle, go ahead and do it. This is your season for victory. Whatever has been barren in your life, I prophesy right now that barrenness will leave your life. I prophesy that you will see the blessings and the favor of God. I must send you a written word of prophecy with powerful prayers in this season of resurrection. What is it that you're looking for God to resurrect? What is it you need God to turn around in your life? Is it a relationship? Is it your children? Is it a legal matter? Is it your ministry? What are the attacks that the devil has been causing in your life? You are in your season of victory and power. And not only will you receive victory and power, you'll see protection and favor, blessings. Whatever has been dead shall begin to live. Do whatever you have to do to get your seed in the ground and join me tonight while I am in prayer for your victory and your power. Beloved, I want to say to you, in short, it is going to help you as you move in faith. There are benefits in releasing your seed. God responds to the seed. God responds to the seed. Your seed is your blood. When the blood hits the sacrifice, something begins to happen. Tonight I am laying and sleeping on the altar, and I will be sleeping on your prayer requests. As you click on the link today and get your miracle seed in the ground, I feel victory and power. For holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Wherever you are, lift up your hands right now. God is doing something miraculous. The holiness of God, the power of God is moving even right now upon your life. Beloved, this is your opportunity. Why settle for what the enemy has been doing in your life? Why settle for less? Why settle for loss? Why be comfortable in wherever you are when you can have victory, when you can have success, when you can have power, when you can have prosperity, when you can have favor, when you can have the grace of God? It is yours today. Beloved, this is the opportunity that you have been waiting for. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You owe it to your destiny. Holy is the Lord. Oh, there's a power. Even right now, I see an angel around you. Come on. I want wherever you are right now to make a shift. I want you to step to the right, because you have just stepped into a place of blessings. Wherever, as you have taken that step to the right, I prophesy that you're standing on holy ground, and that the presence of the Lord will cover you, as you have said yesterday to his servant. Now click on that link and get your seat in the ground, because the power of God is moving now. I see miracles and breakthroughs. I see it happening within the next 35 minutes, within the next 35 seconds, within the next 35 days, as you click and get your seed into the ground, and you will rise above your enemies. This is your hour. This is your season. All of this can be yours. I don't have a lot of time. I got to go back into prayer. Click on the link and get your 3510 in, and I'm going to send you your prophetic written word along with prayers in this season of resurrection. Your seasons of barrenness is coming to an end. Thank you, and God bless. Double it up if you have to. Double it up. Do it for a loved one. Do it for a child. Do it for a family member. Whatever has been barren in your life, as you connect your seed to your faith along with your prayer requests, I've received over 15,000 prayer requests in one day. Many have failed to understand the revelation of the seed. When you send your prayer request and you attach your seed to it, something begins to happen. Hannah had a prayer request. She left her offering on the altar. Her husband brought offerings to Shiloh once a year in their time of worship. We're in our season of Passover. You're about to pass over everything that's been struggling you. But I'm looking for your seed. Double it up if you have to, and watch God do miracles according to your faith. There are 10 of you. I see millionaire status coming into your life. I see unexpected money showing up. I believe that you're one of them. God takes the little and give you much. One will chase 1,000. Two will send 10,000 to flight. As you move in faith, something is going to happen. I saw a burden being lifted. I saw something that appears to be dead coming back to life. I'm going to see you tonight on the call at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're locally in the area, join me at the church at 10 p.m. as we'll be sleeping in the house of the Lord. This is our duty and our responsibility, that we should sleep in God's house at least, the least, once a year, and rest on his altar, because God's house, this is the kingdom. When you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all things will be added unto you. I am in your house. I am vowing a vow. And I am seeking the kingdom of God. I don't have a lot of time left. I got to go back into prayer. I'm looking for your seed as well as your prayer requests. Peace and many blessings. Prove God today. Prove God today by saying, I trust you. Here is God. I give it to you. God bless you. Peace and many blessings. Come on, move in faith. Trust God. Trust me. Trust me. This thing works. You'll see miracles and blessings. You're in your season of victory. I have a word of victory and words of prayer that will cause you to become victorious.